Each week on the hit show, Out of the Fog, spark your spirit and ignite your soul. Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic, lights up your day with spiritual conversation, enlightening guests, and on-air readings that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, light workers, spiritual visionaries, and more. Whether she's interviewing someone well-known or unknown, Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity keep the atmosphere positive and generous. Want an on-air reading? Tune in to hear Karen take your calls and deliver the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Now here's your host, Karen Hager.
Hello and welcome to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager. Each week at this time, we gather for spiritual conversation and enlightening guests. I want to spark your spirit and ignite your soul. I want to get you moving from stuck to unstuck, out of fear and into love. I'm glad you're here, whether you're listening live or catching an archived version of the show. Time and distance are no barrier to energy. And I believe that whenever you're tuning in, however you found us, you're here for a reason. So I hope that something you hear in the next hour sparks your curiosity, broadens your view, and helps you move forward. If you've been listening to the show for a while, I'm sure you've heard me say, with every breath, we make a choice. We can affirm the choices we've already made or make a different choice. With every breath, we have another opportunity. My guest on today's show is Harry Massey, founder of the Choice Point Movement. He believes that we can face life events, even catastrophic ones, and make choices that transform us. And he further believes that when we transform ourselves, we transform the world and can work together to solve some of the world's biggest problems. I'll introduce you to Harry Massey in just a moment, but first, the Out of the Fog holiday giveaway is in full swing. Oh, I love this time of year. Head over to fogcitypsychic.com, click the giveaway link on the homepage, and you will see a blue million great prizes. Many of them are from folks who've been guests on Out of the Fog in the last year. And you won't want to miss the grand prize, which is valued at more than $450. I'm not going to spoil it, okay? It's a surprise. Go over to fogcitypsychic.com, click the giveaway link, and see for yourself. You can enter once a day between now and Christmas Day, and we'll choose the winners at random and let you know on December 28th if you've won. Also over at fogcitypsychic.com, click the classes link to get details about the January online gallery reading. That's a very fun way to start the new year, and you can find out about the online psychic development intensive. And of course, if you are looking for compassionate, no-nonsense intuitive guidance, you can connect with me through the site too, fogcitypsychic.com. Now this Saturday, which is December 8th, I am hosting the Intention Call. This is a free 15-minute gathering of people from all over the world, and they meet weekly to focus their intention on an area of healing for the planet. This week, I'll be leading a meditation, a guided meditation on world peace. You can find out more about the call at intentioncall.com. What's cool about this is that it's a free opportunity to connect with like-minded people and to join your intention for peace with theirs. I truly believe that when we focus our intention in this way, we have the power to create lasting change. So visit intentioncall.com, and I hope you can join us this week and every week. And now, Harry Massey is a writer, director, entrepreneur, and visionary. He directed the full-length documentary film Choice Point and wrote the companion book. He also founded the Choice Point Foundation to bring his vision for transforming the world to the general public. In addition, Massey is the co-founder of NES Health Limited, which is a company dedicated to furthering a 21st century system of natural holistic healthcare based on integrating physics and biology. Massey was also executive producer and co-writer of the 2009 best-selling documentary DVD, The Living Matrix, A New Science of Healing, which championed the rise of a new kind of medicine based on energy and information fields. You can learn much more at choicepointmovement.com. Harry Massey, welcome to Out of the Fog.
Hi, how are you doing? It's great to be here.
thank you so much. I'm really glad that you could join us. It's an interesting juxtaposition, I think, that the intention call with the meditation for world peace is coming up in the same week that I have you on the show. The intention is a powerful thing, isn't it, when we all focus together?
It absolutely is, and that's one of the reasons we've sort of started Choice Point Movement, so we can try and get everyone to sort of stand up and align their purposes to go on to solve global problems.
Right. What inspired you to start the Choice Point Movement?
I think in the movie, Barbara Marx Hubbard says that crises often precede transformation and innovation. And that's really exactly what happened to me. 12 years ago, I was bedridden with a really debilitating case of chronic fatigue syndrome that left me broke and unable to take care of myself. And after years of going from one practitioner to another, I ended up sort of coming to my own choice point in the middle of that crisis. And I had this idea of creating a home wellness system so that anyone could self-diagnose and then get better from home. And I had absolutely no idea how to do it, but also had absolutely nothing to lose by trying. And, you know, over a few years, I managed to build a successful health business that sort of helped tens of thousands of people. And I project forward a few years to a couple of years ago, I thought that if I could do that or find my purpose in a horrendous crisis, then if we could help other people to find and align their purpose, it would both obviously be able to help themselves, but also can go on to solve some of the world's problems too.
Wow, it sounds like what you really did was even change the meaning of crisis. Instead of crisis being something where it's all chaotic and something comes to an end or is destroyed, you used a crisis to build you up, to move you forward.
Crises are actually wonderful, wonderful windows of opportunity, and I think you've said it quite well. I mean, not normally a crisis sort of, you know, it signals that the end of one period or the end of one cycle, and when you're in a crisis, you feel totally out of control and you don't understand what's going on and why all this stuff is happening to you. But it's also the most significant, moment in an overall cycle where you can actually make a completely different choice and you get this birth of a new cycle, you know, this amazing opportunity to transform yourself into something new. So, you know, crises. They can be blessings, and if they're a blessing or a total nightmare, you know, it depends on what we choose to do in the crisis. But yeah, in my case, it worked out good.
Right. Well, but it sounds like through the choices that you made, now you are helping change the lives of so many people. Say a little bit about why you created the Choice Point movie and what that was like. This is a big deal, folks. You can go over to choicepointmovement.com. This is a big deal. What led you to put this together?
That is basically what led me to put it together is because of that horrendous crisis that I had myself. And you know, after about 5 or 6 years of building this health business, I was sort of, well, that's cool and it's helped, you know, it's helped a few people, but it's not big enough or not scaled enough. Like, you know, when you're looking at really the globe, like all the global problems of overpopulation, us using, you know, too many resources and, you know, all the pollution and stuff like that, it's, well, there's got to be a better way of bringing forward all of these solutions in our global choice point. And the only, I guess, you know, and the way I thought, well, the way to do that is to help individuals in their own mini crises or in their own mini choice points. So I thought, well, if other people can find and align their purposes within this larger evolving pattern, then all of us collectively can, you know, make a huge difference.
And that's that idea that when we make choices that change ourselves, we are making choices that change the world.
That's exactly it. And I think Einstein says it really well. But he says the world the world cannot be changed by the same consciousness that created it. So, you know, the only solution therefore is obviously to change the consciousness of the individuals on the planet, and that's sort of what we all try and work towards.
That's a wonderful quote. They say that, you know, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result. And I think as we get to and we'll talk about this a little bit after the break, but as we get to a choice point, not just for ourselves personally and spiritually, but to a choice point for the planet, it's probably important to remember that just doing the same thing over and over isn't working, isn't going to serve us.
No, it's not. And, you know, and that's what I think, like, you know, and also while we're not all individually necessarily able to make a great impact, but if we all individually align our purposes and then connect and then work together, we'll be able to make a massive positive difference on the overall global outcome. And, you know, Choice Point Movement as a whole is basically a social network which can bring us all together, support each other, and then also learn from those who've trodden the path before us, while we can also go on to collaborate on the solutions.
Right. Well, and that's one of the cool things. If you guys go to choicepointmovement.com, there is, not only can you order the book, you can watch the movie, but there's also a networking component. And I think that not just having a place to put ideas, but a place to have responses to get validation is so important. You're listening to Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. My guest is Harry Massey. He is the founder of the Choice Point Movement, and we'll be right back after this.
Tune in to the Sean and Jen Show, Soul Path Insights Radio, each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with Sean and Jen will have you saying yes to as much abundance as you desire. Imagine a happier soul, radiating energy in all areas of your life. Get ready to understand the meaning and the message in your life. Shift obstacles to opulence. Experience powerful, intuitive coaching, live readings, and transformative tools as Sean and Jen dare you to live your best life.
Saskia has been helping clients around the world find the North Star in their soul and reinvent their lives through her free breakthrough program, The Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 Days. If you have a calling but aren't sure how to get there, here's a step-by-step strategy to find your purpose now. You'll learn her proven secrets to achieve your dream in just 21 days. Release your fears and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love. Visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your 21 Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams, or to schedule your Soul Breakthrough Session with Saskia, or call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861. Or visit YourSoulGuidance.com. That's YourSoulGuidance.com to receive the Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 days.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Grateful patients have been saying it for 25 years. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. Dr. Thane of Wellness One of Bellevue has been named one of the nation's top chiropractors by the Consumers Research Council of America, and for good reason. He has helped his patients recover their energy and vitality after car accidents, sports injuries, herniated discs, fatigue due to stress, the list goes on. The website is bellevue.wellnessone.net. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. That's bellevue.wellnessone.net.
How would you feel if you could bring magic into your life? Here is your Essence of Gratitude tip of the day. By living the essence of gratitude within our soul at each moment of our life, we consciously choose and embody its high-frequency energy, and that is when magic starts to appear. To learn more about the magic of the essence of gratitude, visit our website at explorationgratitude.com.
Have you ever considered what money and sex have in common? Brenda St. Louis, founder of Know That You Know, explores the energies of death, money, sex, and our bodies. In her four-week intensive Death Into Delight, Getting Intimate With Your Digits, she tickles all those places we don't want to look at, infusing everything with exuberance. Would you be willing to have more money? Would you be willing to have more of you? Explore more of Brenda St. Louis at knowthatyouknow.com.
1230 WPLQ.
Welcome back to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager. I was saying off the air to our guest, Harry Massey, I'm one of those people who should only be dancing on the radio. I am doing my funky chair dance while that's on. Just luckily for those of you out there, you can't see me. And believe me, it's a visual you don't want. Just imagine something else, please, when you hear the music. This is Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the show where people dance in their chairs. My guest today is Harry Massey. He's the founder of the Choice Point Movement, and I would direct your attention to choicepointmovement.com. Now, Harry, before the break, we were talking about how overcoming personal crises can then motivate people to make big changes, just like you've done by starting this movement. How would you define a choice point? What does that mean?
Sure. I mean, like when I was doing my research and making the film, I came across this idea of fractals that are both in nature and in time, and that these fractals had branching points where different possibilities exist. And I couldn't help but to see that there was a common pattern between the physics and the science of fractals, but also what happens in people's lives, i.e. the branching of a fractal, it's the same thing as a choice point in someone's life, and that if you could both identify a choice point and also recognize where those possibilities go, then you're suddenly able to make much better choices, which can have huge effects on your life. And a major choice point is often recognized as a crisis, but you also get minor choice points too, where you might just feel a bit uncomfortable and have that desire to do something different. So, you know, once you're at a choice point, the best thing to do is to start to understand your world so that you have much more information to make better choices on.
How can people start to understand their world? I mean, I think, at least for some of my life, I'm not sure I was always aware when I was at a choice point until I'd passed it. Until I'd already made a choice by sort of not making a choice, if that makes sense.
Sure. I mean, maybe I'll just talk you through that. So if you put yourself back to when you're in a crisis and you're in the middle of a choice point and you just don't have a clue what to do. That first sort of step is to just examine, you know, what on earth your skills are, what are your passions are, and like ask questions, do research. And from that, you start to build up a picture of a particular part of your world. And from that knowledge, it becomes much, much easier to then make choices that patterns in nature will support. Because, like, in other words, from understanding your world, it makes it easier to define and then align your purpose. And once your purpose is aligned with where patterns are going, it can be like sailing with the wind behind you, and you'll have the world's support rather than always battling uphill, and you end up achieving success using much, much less energy than before.
So more like going with the flow. By understanding my world, I don't have to struggle as much as I did.
Yeah. What this is saying is because reality is cycle based and fractal based, and like for example, you've got your hormone cycles in the day, you've got a cycle of the moon going around the planet, which is pulling the tides everywhere, but it's also pulling us human beings that, around us, as is also astrology, as is economic patterns, as is influences from TV, and there's just huge amounts of patterns just all around us everywhere. We don't realize are influencing us, but they are influencing us, and they do have all these effects. And what this saying is saying, well, okay, you know, just if you step back for a second from that and just spend time trying to research a particular part of your world around a particular set of choices. You know, if it's well, what on earth am I going to do in my career? Then the thing to do from that would be to sort of really drill down into your industry so you can see where trends are going, see where the opportunities are going, and then as you do all that research, when you said go with the flow, that's cool, but there's a lot of different flows going on. What it really comes down to as well, what choice shall I make to get in the right flow? What's the right flow that's going to assist me the most? Because, you know, I'm sure you would have met lots of people who go with the flows, like the flowing into the gutter and a couple
of
you don't want to go with the flow. There's patterns that will support you and help you, and there's ones that won't. That's the wisdom of really trying to understand your world and, you know, doing your research and asking questions it gives you a really strong basis to make the right choices so that you can sort of end up sort of like sailing with the wind behind you, or, you know, riding a big wave or whatever, and, you know, you can see your own success in life scale because you end up with the universe's support. And, you know, so much is said about the law of attraction, which is one funny law, but what on earth is it that actually always guarantees the law of attraction to work? You know what? And the reason the law of attraction works on such a fantastic, way for someone like the Facebook founder or Oprah or someone else is, you know, they really tuned in to something that was going to scale, or something that was a huge, and so of course it suddenly scales and they rise up with it. But it wasn't just because they were like, oh, I'm going to make a successful and build a great company. That wasn't why they ended up billionaires. The law of attraction by itself isn't enough. There's you also have to really think about what direction, and will the universe support it? Will social trends and customers like it, and all the rest of it?
Mm-hmm. I love what you're saying, and I get to talk to a lot of people who are struggling, who are feeling stuck. And something that I'm hearing more and more is, I studied the law of attraction. I know what I'm supposed to do. I said what I wanted. Now where is it? Right? I've set my intention, and where is it? And I love what you're saying, Harry, because you're really talking about that blend of heart and head, that using your gift, that aligning with the tools that you have and the ability to get more tools, and letting that help you set where you're going.
Yeah. And we haven't talked about it much, but over the last 2 years in making the film, we interviewed Desmond Tutu, who helped us the end of apartheid in South Africa. We interviewed the Dalai Lama. We interviewed like Richard Branson, who obviously founded the Virgin Group, and John Paul de Joria, who's runs J.P. Mitchell. And, I think we interviewed four billionaires, or huge global figures, and none of these people had built up their, none of these people had made this huge impact on the world and also made a success of their life through, they hadn't just visualized stuff in their head and made it happen. They were all incredibly inquisitive people. They all did it from basically asking questions and doing research and working out what people want, what would help. More importantly, what would help people. They're looking at it as a biggest picture as possible. And then, because they came from that place, it all happens. And obviously when you said about visualizing, where is it? Here's the key thing. What you need to take your time on is defining what you're going to visualize in the first place, because not everything you visualize has the same power, has the same attractive force by you know, a long way from the person who doesn't manage to attract anything to their life to Richard Branson, who can generate a spaceship up into space. He has an amazing imagination too, but his ones get off the ground.
Yes. Well, and something that the movie is wonderful because it really does show you all different people, and there are many, many well-known people. There are also, I'm going to say real people, I'm going to put that in quotes, real people, talking about their stories of transformation, times when they got to a place in their life and moved forward in a way that made real change. And something that they all have are resources, different for every person with every story, but not only aware of the resources that they have, but are willing to call on those resources to get things done. Richard Branson didn't make that spaceship happen just all by himself. I'm assuming he had help. Right, and asking for help is an important part of moving forward too.
But what's interesting about Richard and JP actually, JP's more dramatic. JP was homeless twice and built the built his hair his hair shampoo business out of it. But actually, while he was sleeping rough in his car every night and. He didn't have much resources when he started, for sure. And obviously, they've got huge amounts of resources now. But it's a little bit similar in my story. I mean, I was basically ill in bed with chronic fatigue syndrome and had absolutely no money or energy or ability. But the power of the idea, which was at the time, was basically to create a home wellness system that would basically help people at home to regain their health. Because that idea was one that could scale, i.e., basically like scientists and other people were willing to help me on it, even though I didn't have any money or resources
right.
to get it to happen. They helped me, and it did happen. So, yes,
wonderful.
It's not a question of resources; it's a question of it's the idea. Is your idea, is it something that lots of people will get behind, that people want? Is it something where the trends in your industry are going? Is it something likely to happen? And just coming up with some, and the only real way of working it out, you have the idea in your head and you think, oh, everyone will want it, it's bounded, la la la. That's not enough. You've got to do a couple, 2-3 months of due diligence of doing
right.
loads of research and asking around and testing, and you can see it in the Obama
sure.
campaign. I mean,
why
did the Obama campaign raise all that money? It's just split testing, and they tested every single subject line, the words in it, the amounts, and to get the emotive back.
Right.
And when they hit the formula, they
had it. Well, and Harry, we're heading into a break. You're listening to Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. We'll be right back after this.
The root cause of disease is not what you think. Doctors are treating the symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information.
Get ready for a new and brighter future with The Joseph Gabby Show. Consciously living your destiny. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to break through stagnation and procrastination and fulfill your life's destiny. This hit show will clear mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual stuckness using numerology and an endless list of life-energizing tools live on air. To find out more, more about Joseph and how to discover the power of blueprint numerology and spiritual healing, visit www.consciouslylivingyourdestiny.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Grateful patients have been saying it for 25 years. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. Dr. Thane of Wellness One of Bellevue has been named one of the nation's top chiropractors by the Consumers Research Council of America, and for good reason. He has helped his patients recover their energy and vitality after car accidents, sports injuries, herniated discs, fatigue due to stress, the list goes on. The website is bellevue.wellnessone.net. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. That's bellevue.wellnessone.net.
How would you feel if you could bring magic into your life? Here is your Essence of Gratitude tip of the day. By living the essence of gratitude within our soul at each moment of our life, we consciously choose and embody its high-frequency energy, and that is when magic starts to appear. To learn more about the magic of the Essence of Gratitude, visit our website at explorationgratitude.com.
Have you ever considered what money and sex have in common? Brenda St. Louis, founder of Know That You Know, explores the energies of debt, money, sex, and our bodies. In her four-week intensive Debt Into Delight, Getting Intimate with Your Digits, she tickles all those places we don't want to look at, infusing everything with exuberance. Would you be willing to have more money? Would you be willing to have more of you? Explore more of Brenda St. Louis at knowthatyouknow.com.
1230 WBLQ.
Welcome back to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager. You were imagining me dancing, weren't you? Knock it off. Stop it. We're here to talk about spirituality, right? And this is Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. My guest is Harry Massey. He is the founder of the Choice Point Movement, and you can find out a lot more about this movement. There is a Choice Point movie. There's a book available for you at choicepointmovement.com. Harry, before the break, we were talking a little bit about doing your due diligence, about testing, about mustering your resources, using the tools that are at your disposal so that you can make healthy choices. You can make choices that move you forward. And that's for individual choice points. Do you believe that the planet itself is also at a choice point right now?
Absolutely. I mean, we're sort of in this amazing place where the population keeps growing, and obviously we've got this at the same time of dwindling resources. We've had obviously amazing economic collapses in the Middle East, and all changing and sort of where hierarchies turning into democracies, going back to all sorts of amazing things. But I think we're also in this other really peculiar period. And if we look over the last 100 years, we sort of had this industrial revolution, this telecommunications revolution, the computing revolution, and like the internet revolution. But I actually think that's just a precursor of something much, much bigger, broader change that's going through, which is really the birth of the quantum age. Because up until this sort of point in history, there hadn't been any technology where information and energy could be transmitted at a distance, basically, instantaneously. And that single statement is going to change all of the telecommunications industries. It's going to change the computing industries. It changes healthcare. It changes the energy industries, because basically energy becomes completely abundant, but also because you can transmit information across space. You don't need cell phone towers, and computing becomes instant. You get quantum computers, and that that's and you know that and the beginnings of that type of technology exist. You know, they exist in our healthcare business, where we're able to where we're basically able to analyze people at a distance on their health conditions, and you know, and that will extrapolate further across other industries. And I think the next 20, 30 years is going to be, well, we, you know, certainly in 50 years, we would never recognize the world today.
So it sounds like you're not one of those people who feels like the world is coming to an end in, oh, you know, 15 days or so.
Well, I think it's exactly the same as in your personal choice point, your personal crisis. You know, well, all it means is, you know, one cycle or set of circumstances or patterns is dissolving, but you need things to dissolve so that reality can take a new form. So you know the next cycle of creation comes forward, and you know that's all that's going on here. You know, we're growing something more beautiful, but to grow something more beautiful, the old has to crumble, and the new feeds off the debris of the old, and you know that's how evolution has always worked. But I think we're in an extremely rapid period now. I mean, choice points have always happened, and as every revolution comes through, this happens, whether it's the Roman Empire or the U.S. Empire disintegrating right now, or anything else. But you know, I believe in our human potential for sure, and all these amazing solutions coming through, and you know, and that's really one of the things we were, you know, why we've made this social network, so we can help people connect with all these other amazing ideas, you know, and get together and see some of these more positive solutions come through faster. And you know, the more people are aware of them, then the less, you know, the less fear and the less scared people get about change, and the more optimistic and positive they get. And they, you know, if you can tune on to the next wave of growth today because you know about it, instead of really worrying about all the destruction, well, it's much better for all of us if we all tune into where the world's going than getting stuck in the crumbling of the past.
Mm-hmm. What do you think people are moved to do after they see the movie or after they read the book? What kinds of things are you hearing that people have been moved to do in their own lives and then in a bigger sense?
I mean, you know, obviously one of the main thing people are doing after they watch the movie is joining the social network, and then they've been putting up their skills and their gifts of, you know, how they want to contribute, to the world, and you know, and talking to other people about about their ideas, so they can then go on to collaborate on solutions. But yeah, that's the main thing.
Well, and collaboration is tremendously powerful, whether you are collaborating with intention, as we're going to be on the intention call, collaborating so energetically, right? As you're saying, everything, we can transmit energy without any anything between us, right? That's a tremendously powerful way of collaborating, but it's cool that you've set up this space, and part of it is a free space, right, for people to connect?
The social network's totally free. Yeah, absolutely. There's also a course actually where we, in filming all those amazing people, we made another 36 mini little films, and then we put together this online transformation game where we basically help each other to transform ourselves through all these exercises, which are all posted into the social network, and then it's sort of, you know, and then it's encouraged by Desmond Tutu and Richard Branson, etc., like giving us their bits of wisdom for all of these steps and exercises. So that's a paid course, but the actual social network where you're just collaborating on ideas and sharing your gifts and the movie and all that stuff, that's all free. There's also a free ebook that explains all these main principles of understanding your world and aligning your purpose, and there's another 4 videos that are free as well.
Now, oh my gosh, so I hear you saying I was lying in bed, chronic fatigue syndrome, and now I'm hearing that you not only made this giant amazing documentary with all these wonderful people, you made an additional 36 little films, and oh, by the way, there may be a few other things as well. Where does your energy come from to do this? Where do your resources come from to make
this happen? There's the trick of it all, and this is one of the massive blessings of being really ill and having very little energy and building a business from that state to today. Obviously, you know, I'm much healthier than I was 11 years ago. But you know, the thing that what I was always trying to work out was how on earth can you do things more efficiently and using less energy, because I didn't have any energy myself. And that's exactly what Choice Point is. You know, it's this philosophy of how, you know, through understanding your world and aligning your purpose and being the change, you can basically achieve much more using much less energy, but also go on to make a larger impact or difference in the world too. And you know, the absolute key of it is an understanding your world, because if you really spend the time doing your research and asking questions to really define and align your purpose, you'll basically get all the resources and help you need, because it's aligned with what people want and with what people will help you with. And you know, that's where I've been incredibly fortunate. I've got a lot of help on the way because of spending my time thinking about my purpose in the first place. So you know, I think that part's so key. You know, if you really think about defining and aligning your purpose, and you do your research to get to that point, a bit of thinking, a bit of research, just can have this massive knock-on effect over the next few years of your life.
Wow. And there's a Choice Point book as well, and that you did that with a co-author, correct? So that there's a little help.
Yeah, that's with David Hamilton, which is, yeah, you can also get that on the website, which is choicepointmovement.com.
Right. Wonderful website, highly recommended. And as you're poking around on the site, which I encourage you to do, you'll see information about all the contributors to the film. There's a lot to do and a lot to read through there to find out more about the Choice Point movement. Now, you're listening to Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. My guest is Harry Massey. That website, again, is choicepointmovement.com. And we'll be right back after this.
Some talk networks broadcast whatever they want to, whether the vibration is high or low. Others tune in to the highest vibration possible to help people live life full out. These networks don't come along very often. But when they do, they remind us that we can achieve everything that is possible to help ourselves, to help others, and to help the planet.
I'm Sue London.
I'm Karen Hager.
I'm CJ Liu.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. These networks aren't concerned about sensationalizing bad news.
They hear something on the radio, and all of a sudden, their whole day is ruined.
They aren't concerned about sensationalizing individuals' setbacks.
Powerful, inspiring.
They focus on an amazing, innovative broadcast network.
You can learn a lot.
That helps people rise up, that helps people become empowered.
Empowered Living Radio is where you can find it.
That helps people say yes to standing in the abundance and amazement that is their lives.
The urge to grow.
These networks remind us that everything is possible.
Let us inspire you.
That nothing is limited.
Epic social change.
That our lives are much more than anything our minds would hope us to believe.
Overcome those challenges in your life.
These networks help us rise and shine to the occasion of our lives.
True empowerment.
Transformation Talk Radio is one of these networks.
Transformative radio show that will change your life.
Won't you join us? Join us on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
1230 WPLQ.
Welcome back to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager, and my guest on today's show is Harry Massey. He is the founder of the Choice Point Movement, and you can find out more about him, watch the Choice Point movie, learn about the Choice Point book, check out the social networking features at choicepointmovement.com. Now, Harry, we were talking a little bit in the break. There are so many very cool people who contributed to the film, and we were talking a little bit about Richard Branson off the air. Can you share a little bit about his contribution to the film and what it was like to work with him?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. He was, well, I don't know, yeah. He's quite surprising, really, because I was both really nervous to interview him because he was one of my childhood heroes. And I read his book, Losing My Virginity, just around the time that I lost mine. His nephew, is a friend of mine, had told me that he was really quite a shy person, but you don't really believe that when with someone who's got that kind of media presence, and he was extremely humble and actually far more nervous about the interview than I was, and also hadn't really realised just how much of his time he devotes to global issues. Because he told me that 8 years ago he came to a choice point of his own where he decided to dedicate most of his time working on global issues. So, for example, now all of the profits from his transportation businesses, including Virgin Air, go towards global warming issues, and he's also been changing all of the fuel on his airlines to algae biofuel instead of petrojet fuel. And then, he's just basically flying everywhere with his time committed to this philanthropic project, rather than just the business stuff. I assumed before I met him that he spent most of his time running his empire, but it's actually the opposite. That's his side hobby to keep the money coming in for the global issues.
Wow. And another part of the film is talking with people who are sharing very personal, not that that isn't a personal story, but people who we don't already know who they are. Can you say a little bit about Brett and what we learn about him during the film?
Brett was basically a crack addict and an armed robber who turned himself into a life coach, and he had his choice point while he was in jail doing a drug deal, and he was hiding heroin in the prison library behind some books when one fell out titled The Art and Practice of Mindfulness by Fitch Fan. I can't pronounce anything. Anyway, he picked it up and he took this book back to his cell and read the book over the next few weeks, and something in it really, really hit him, and that began his own journey that led him to explore meditation and Buddhism over the next few years. And but his real impetus to change was really his daughter, who he hadn't seen at all while he was a drug addict. And if you fast forward that today, well, he's only 28 today, but now he's an addiction specialist and life coach and has this fantastic relationship with his daughter, who just, you know, just totally adores him, and it's really something quite special. So yeah, I like that, because it's just such a opposite. Yeah, I mean, it's such a strong turnaround, that story.
Mm. And I think the youngest participant, and someone who's gotten a lot of attention, there's an 11-year-old boy in the film. Quite a powerful speaker, I think, for being an 11. I'm the mom to an almost 13-year-old. My child is not that powerful of a speaker. Can you tell a little bit about Burke and his involvement in the film?
But Burke, when he was six, he wanted to be a famous basketball player. But it all changed just one day when he was at the supermarket. So he was walking around the supermarket and started reading the labels on the food, and he didn't recognize the words, and you know, and he's sort of asking, "Mom, what's isopalmitate fructose syrup?" That's don't do well. And his mum didn't know what it was either. So he went home, he looked them up on the internet, and he was totally horrified, really. Like, the more he learned, like, the worse it was. And you know, the end of that story is he basically ended up convincing his family to buy local organic food, and he decided he wanted to be an organic farmer and educate his generation about food and making healthy choices. And you know, and then he was featured on a TEDx video that I think got over a million views on YouTube.
Right.
And now he's being invited all over the world to spread his message. And you know, what really struck me when he flew over to be filmed was just how incredibly moral he was, because it's just like speaking to a 60-year-old sort of wise person, but with that, I guess, with that slight innocence and purity of youth. And you know, even an amazing person who, because he'd been the check. I mean, you know, it wasn't his family trying to get him to eat proper or whatever. It was, you know, he was the nucleus of being the change in his family, and changed his family's habits. And then it's gone on to change lots of other people's habits, because, you know, he's ended up speaking and being on YouTube and in this film and stuff. So, you know, it's just a wonderful example of the next generation coming through.
Yes. What is kind of your ultimate vision for this? Where do you see the Choice Point movement contributing to this kind of time of change that we're going through?
A lot of it, like, over the past 12 years, I've met so many talented people who've got so many great solutions for the planet. I've also met a lot of them have also been blocked either by themselves and not being able to connect to the people they need to, and then, you know, or get the resources they need. And, you know, really one of the things we're trying to do is to really get that social network, or get a lot of momentum behind that social network, and then form a fund to help promising individuals who have those best solutions, and then combine our R&D and business experience to help them, really. So, you know, ultimately I'd like to see the balance tip so that far more of the solutions are able to come through, and you know, and Choice Point to play its little piece in the jigsaw of seeing that happen.
Wonderful. Harry, thank you so much for being on the show today. I appreciate you taking time to share your vision and to share a little more about the movement. Thank you for being here.
Thank you very much for having me.
Oh, you're very welcome. And you danced a little bit, didn't you? See, it wasn't so bad.
I danced to Michael Jackson, yeah.
Yeah, see, it's dancing. It's dancing
that,
is okay.
That was in the break, and no one got to see it.
Well, it's radio anyway. Nobody can see it. That's the liberation of radio. That's Harry Massey, and he's the founder of the Choice Point Movement. You can find out more about that good work that he's doing at choicepointmovement.com. Now, that is all the time we have for today. Don't forget, you're going to choicepointmovement.com anyway, right? So open up a new window. Go to fogcitypsychic.com. Enter to win in the holiday giveaway. You can enter every darn day between now and December 25th. And don't forget to join me on the Intention Call this Saturday. That's going to be at 6 Eastern, 3 Pacific. For those of you in Hawaii, it's noon Hawaii. One of the founders of the Intention Calls in Hawaii, so noon Hawaii time. We're going to be focusing on an intention for world peace. That's a free call. You can get more information at intentioncall.com. Next week at this time on Transformation Talk Radio and the mighty WBLQ, Barbara Evans joins us to talk about her book, Messages of Universal Wisdom. Thank you so much for listening today. Together, we are spreading a little more light in the world, and a little more light is always a good thing. Until next time, I'm wishing you peace.
You've been listening to the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern to spark your spirit and ignite your soul. Visit FogCityPsychic.com today to book your session with Karen and learn about upcoming events and classes. If you've missed any part of this amazing show, go to FogCityPsychic.com for your free download. See you next week.